Hi, my name is Jane Erickson, and I am Peppa Pig and Peppa Pig's Adventure Live.
So you play the Peppa Pig in the Peppa Pig live show. It's going to be coming to the historic Weinberg Center in Frederick, Maryland, my hometown, actually. It's about an hour north of Washington, D.C. So everyone come check it out on Friday, April 29th. Now, so everyone, you know, parents and kids know and love the show. But what's sort of the live experience like? Is it like, you know, obviously the show's animated, but are you all, I guess, in costumes?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have several characters that are in larger full bodysuit costumes, and then we have puppets, which is amazing. Puppetry is making a really big resurgence in the theater community, and they are the most adorable thing you will ever see in your entire life. And so it's very fun to have an educational experience at the theater. And so we're in blacks behind the puppets. And I don't want to say more than that, except that they're really stinking cute. And I wish I could take Peppa home with me every day.
All right. So you'll be dressed in black operating Peppa Pig, the puppet. You won't be in the costume.
I will not be in the costume. I will be operating Peppa Pig, the puppet. Okay. But some characters who are the grown-up characters will be in a full body costume, and that is very exciting. Something that a lot of people don't expect or aren't sort of expecting is that sort of puppetry aspect of the show. But it's really exciting for seeing the difference between the adult characters and the small characters. It makes it really realistic to see tiny little Peppa and all of her friends, and then a really big Daddy Pig and Mummy Pig and Madame Gazelle. And something else the audiences can expect is a lot of interaction. We have a lot of interaction with the show. You get to sing a song with us. You get to sing two songs with us that you know.
Are we allowed to say which songs?
Well, you will get to sing along with the Bing Bong song. So prep your lyrics for the Bing Bong song. And you will also get to sing along with Muddy Puddles, which is a huge crowd favorite. And don't be scared when you come to the show to please get up and dance with us, because Peppa and her friends love jumping in muddy puddles and love to see all of our young friends and mommies and daddy pigs jumping and dancing along.
Sounds like a delight for families. Remind us some of the beloved characters that we're going to see in addition to Peppa.
Yeah, you are going to see a lot of Peppa's friends. You're going to see, obviously, her mummy and her daddy pig. You are going to get to have a lesson with Madame Gazelle, which is very exciting. A music lesson, as well as getting to go to a camping trip with Peppa and her friends. And then you're going to get to meet George and Gerald and Susie Sheep and Pedro Pony.
All of the favorites will be there. Now,
all of the favorites, yes.
Now, what do we see in the rest? I mean, I know we're a radio station, so paint a visual picture for me in terms of, like, the set or the backdrops, or, you know what I mean? Like, how is it visually brought to life on stage?
Yeah, I think Round Room has done an amazing job of bringing the television show to the theater. So the backdrop is an amazing screen, actually, that will project various places that we are. You'll get to be in the schoolhouse with us. You'll get to be outside the school. You'll get to be in the classroom, and you'll also be at a campsite. So there will be trees. We also have like an amazing lullaby sequence and perhaps a weather sequence. I won't spoil that because that is a very exciting part of the show. And then we have little tents on stage for the characters and bushes, but it looks very animated. I think if you're sitting in your seat and you've seen the television show and you look on stage, you are going to be very impressed and very surprised at how realistic it looks. It's like you're bringing the animation to life, which is really exciting.
Awesome. All right, so the show, obviously it's Peppa Pig's a British, you know, animated series. It was created by Neville Astley and Mark Baker back in 2004, and you know, has been airing in the U.S. for, you know, at least over 10 years or something. But tell me about why do you think that it caught on and is so beloved?
Yeah, I think Peppa has something for everyone, which is why it's still running today, and it is still a huge favorite for lots of little ones, and actually lots of mummy and daddy pigs, and auntie and sister and brother pigs as well. It's basically a lot of adventure adventures with Peppa Pig, who is the pivotal character. She's a sassy little four-year-old British pig. And, you know, with the Bridgerton craze right now, who doesn't love a show with British accents? Am I right? So that's always very exciting. But Peppa Pig and George and her parents get into lots of mishaps, and we explore their friendships. And, you know, there's usually something very silly that happens in the episode, as well as very educational. There's usually some sort of counting or learning or working through some sort of problem that arises with friendship or with school. And then everything always ends up okay at the end. The other thing that I think is very fun is the episodes are very short, just like a lot of the PBS shows running right now. The, you know, overall episode could be like 30 minutes, but there are lots of little stories within that 30 minutes, just like a regular day for your favorite 4 or 5 year old in your own life. So, and there's lots of funny things for mommies and daddies too. I think the writers do a good job of writing in jokes that adults will understand and sympathize with as a parent or as a nanny or, you know, a sibling or an aunt. That is very funny. So there's something for everyone, which is very surprising for my friends who don't have kids that watch the show. They actually really enjoy it. So I think that's why Peppa is still longstanding. And who doesn't love a little sassy British pig?
Exactly. And you mentioned the British accents. I've read articles and heard anecdotal, you know, evidence that, you know, there will be young American kids that as they're learning to speak, some of them will speak in a British accent on certain words because they picked it up from Peppa Pig.
Yeah. So it's never too early to start sounding a little more posh, right?
Exactly. Oh, and then, of course, the narrator of the series, I guess it's John Sparks is the one that voices it. He always jump in and say, like, oh, dear, and look out and stuff like that. So
Yeah.
Is that voice in the stage show or is that something just for the TV show?
Yes, that narrator is in the show, which is a very exciting part of our production. Basically, our production is as if you are sitting through an entire episode of Peppa Pig, which is very exciting.
Awesome. And how, well, so that was, we just spoke a lot about, you know, when the actual TV show started and its legacy. How about the Peppa Pig Live stage show? Do you know how long that's been going?
I would say Peppa Pig Live has been going on for almost a decade, and there have been lots of iterations of the show. Sometimes Peppa and her friends go to the beach. Sometimes there used to be Mr. Potato in the episodes, and they would get to drink smoothies, and that was very exciting. So this is a brand new show that audiences have never seen. This is a new episode and a new story that viewers get to experience for the very, very first time. Peppa and her friends go on a camping trip and have a music lesson in the classroom for the very first time, which is really exciting. So every iteration of the Peppa Pig Live show is a new story. So audiences get to see something new that they've never seen before.
Sounds great. And now I'm seeing here on the Weinberg Center website, you know, you can get tickets for the regular show. And then there's also something listed separately that says Peppa Pig's photo experience. Yeah. What is that?
That's right. That is very fun. You get to come up on stage in the Incredible Theater and jump in a muddy puddle with Peppa Pig herself and Daisy, who is one of her other friends in the show. And then you get to take a picture with yourself and your mummy and daddy pig. And we might sing some Splish Splash while you jump in muddy puddles.
Splish Splash. Now, is this like, are the lyrics appearing on screen with the bouncing ball? Or is it like these songs everybody knows by heart? They don't need that.
You know what? Actually, there are lyrics available for the Bing Bong song to help people remember the words and sing along on the stage, sort of like a sing-along on a Disney Channel show or something like that. So, yes. Although, if you are a hardcore Peppa Pig fan, you definitely know the words to the Muddy Puddle song.
Gotcha. Well, as a performer, you know, yourself, what are some of the challenges of doing the puppetry thing? I mean, you know, a lot of us have probably done it, you know, on like a, you know, community theater level or, you know, a church or a school play or something like that. But, you know, as a professional, you know, legit, you guys are the real deal puppet, you know, does the arm get tired after a while or, you know, how challenging is it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think in our first week of rehearsal, all of us were actually losing feeling in our fingertips because there is a lot that goes into maneuvering the expressions of the puppet. Of course, we never want the puppet to stop moving because then they're no longer lifelike. So you will see the puppeteers really living through the puppet. So every expression the puppet is making, you will see the puppeteer making them. So also it's important to realize that these are not just small hand puppets, like a sock puppet that you put on your hand, you know, and sort of move your hand. These are actually 4 foot to 4.5 foot puppets. I think actually one of them is over 5 feet tall. And they are on sort of like a moving platform. So we not only move the puppet around on stage and dance with them, we get to dance with and behind our puppets, but we are, in fact, moving their head and mouths as well. So if you can imagine basically having a shopping cart in front of you that's, you know, about 4 feet tall, but then making that shopping cart speak and sing and dance, that's what we do. They are life-size characters. So when you meet Peppa Pig, she is a real-life, real-size Peppa Pig.
Whoa. So how many, you know, we're talking a shopping cart size and you're operating more than, you know, just a hand, you know, to mouth, like you're saying, is this a two-hander thing? Do you need both? Like, do you have both arms in there operating like multiple levies? Like, are you controlling the eyes, the mouth, the ears? You know, I want to know like sort of the gadgetry inside.
Yeah. That's a really good question. So for the life-size kiddo characters for Peppa and her friends, it is a two-handed job. There's a hand that operates their body that can move their body from side to side and also move their body just in general around stage. And also they get to jump up and down, which is very exciting. And then there's another hand that manages their head and their mouth and their expressions. And then for the life-size characters that are really life-size, Mummy and Daddy and Madame Gazelle, the characters inside those puppets actually move their mouth, their hands, and then walk in the body. So there's a lot going on. We might look happy and are singing all of the songs, but the rehearsal process was really exciting and really challenging. It was one of the reasons I was very excited to be a part of this show, because puppetry looks so easy when you see it in real life, but there's a lot of prep work and sort of really understanding the physicality of how, you know, how do children move, and then how can we make our puppets move and act like that, so that even though you know when you see with your eyeballs that this is a, you know, giant, amazing puppet, a lot of the kids don't see us behind them. They leave the show thinking and feeling like they met Peppa and all of her friends and got to dance and sing along with them on stage. So that's really exciting. If you leave and your kiddo leaves thinking they met Peppa Pig, we've done our job right.
I'm sure they'll be sold hook, line, and sinker. They'll think it's the real deal. Actually, it will be. What am I saying?
It is. Absolutely. It is really Peppa.
Yeah. So how did you get into it yourself, the puppetry thing? You know, did you watch, you know, a lot of Jim Henson as a kid? Or, you know, remember Sherry Lewis would do Lamb Chop and bring them around on tours similar to this, too.
Yes.
You know, was it, I guess, Mr. Rogers had the world of make-believe. I mean, it's a long tradition. What was it for you as a kid?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely grew up watching all of the classics, for sure. But this is actually my first puppetry show. I have taken, you know, various puppetry workshops as an actor in the past. But yeah, this is my first chance to work a life-size moving puppet. So it's been very exciting. Before we actually get to have our puppet, you have to earn your puppet. So you learn the entire choreo of the show and you get all of the dance moves and all of the songs and all of that work down. And then you earn your puppet by sort of making sure that every syllable moves and every action is very lifelike. So that's been very exciting and I love it. I think it's a really beautiful art form and something that's really special. Obviously, Sesame Street is one of the most famous, you know, versions of puppetry that we still have today. And our puppets are much bigger than that. They are, you know, as large as a human body, basically. But it's very exciting. And yeah, it's been fun to be a part of it.
I don't know if you know this, but, you know, when you're coming to do this show in Maryland, I mean, you're kind of coming to Jim Henson's stomping grounds. He grew up around here and graduated from University of Maryland. That's sort of where he invented the whole puppet thing. So you're in good hands around here.
Oh, wow. Big shoes to fill.
Exactly. So big puppets to fill. So I guess just sort of in closing, why do you think it is, big picture it for me, why do you think the idea of cartoon or animated, these pigs catch on so well? You know, we've seen Porky Pig, we've seen Piglet with Winnie the Pooh, we've seen Babe, we've seen Charlotte's Web, some pig. Why do you think, why are pigs so dang adorable?
I mean, have you seen a baby pig in real life? They're so cute. I think, first off, yeah, pigs are just cuties. But one of the things that makes them so adorable is that, you know, they have the same problems and the same issues that we deal with today. And so you can really connect with Peppa and her little brother, George. I know a lot of kiddos that have little siblings, little brothers or little sisters, and they come up on stage and they get to meet Peppa after, and they're so excited to meet a sibling duo that's like them. And yeah, they're just cute. They're cutie, cutie pigs. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time for parents and for kids. I guess just end by, I always like to let the, you know, interview subject end by talk directly to the listeners, you know, like, hey guys, come on out. It's going to be a good time.
I will say that Peppa and her friends are very excited to meet all of you. We can't wait to meet our friends. We know that you see Peppa and her friends on TV at your house every day, but it's so exciting to come to the theater and get to dance and sing with us in person. You get to count, you get to clap, you get to have a really fun time with your mommy and daddy pig or your auntie or Uncle Pig, and it's going to be a really exciting time. So come join us. Dust off your boots. Don't forget to wear your boots and come jump in muddy puddles.
Sounds great. Again, everyone, it's Peppa Pig Live, the Peppa Pig's Adventure. It's coming to the Weinberg Center for the Arts in Frederick, Maryland on Friday, April 29th at 6 p.m. So get your tickets now. WeinbergCenter.org. Hey, thanks for doing this. Woo! This was fun.
Oh my gosh. Thanks, Jason. This is great.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
Bye.